This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Karen Hunter, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Hypertension or high blood pressure affects one-third of U.S. adults and is a leading cause of heart disease and stroke. A recent study found an increase in self-reported high blood pressure among U.S. adults and an increase in the use of medications to control high blood pressure. Dr. Fleetwood Lustelot is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. He's joining us today to discuss the importance of controlling high blood pressure. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lustelot.
Thanks, Karen.
Dr. Lustelot, what is high blood pressure?
Well, blood pressure measurements are made up of two numbers, a systolic blood pressure and a diastolic blood pressure. The systolic pressure is on the top and the diastolic is on the bottom. And we consider a blood pressure measurement of more than 140 over 90 to be high blood pressure. However, this is high blood pressure. Ideally, your blood pressure should be less than 120 over 80. And we are very concerned about high blood pressure, and it is a very common condition in U.S. adults. It's also a primary risk factor for heart disease and stroke, the first and fourth leading cause of death in the U.S.
Now, what causes high blood pressure?
Well, there is not a specific cause of high blood pressure in most cases. There are many factors that contribute or play a role in the development of high blood pressure. Those could be increasing age or family history, but also may be smoking, being overweight or obese, eating too much salt or sodium in the diet, not regularly engaging in physical activity, or drinking too much alcohol.
What are the symptoms of high blood pressure?
Well, Karen, many times there are no recognizable symptoms for high blood pressure. It is many times referred to as the silent killer. This is why it's so important to get your blood pressure screened by your healthcare provider or in other locations.
How can people prevent or control high blood pressure?
There are many things people can do. If you're on medications for high blood pressure, take them regularly and as prescribed. Exercise regularly. Current guidelines recommend that we get about 150 minutes a week of physical activity, but some activity is always better than none, and we should do muscle strengthening activities if available. We should also maintain a healthy weight. Eat a healthy diet, especially one that is low in sodium, limit the amount of alcohol that we intake, and if you are smoking, seek support to stop. And lastly, actively engage in monitoring blood pressure, whether it's at your home or another location, and record those measurements and share them with your healthcare provider.
Where can listeners get more information about high blood pressure?
Listeners can go to cdc.gov/bloodpressure.
Thanks, Dr. Lustelot. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Fleetwood Lustelot about the importance of controlling high blood pressure. You can help prevent or control high blood pressure by maintaining a healthy weight, engaging in regular exercise, not smoking, and eating a healthy diet that includes foods low in sodium. However, some people need medication to manage the condition. Have your blood pressure checked regularly, and if it's high, talk with your healthcare provider about ways to control it. Until next time, be well. This is Karen Hunter for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.